Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Rock and Roll Psychic Radio. My name is Andrew Brewer. I hope everybody's having a happy evening. It's kind of a special little, just decided to do this off the top of my head. So about 3 or 4 hours ago, I thought, you know, tomorrow's going to be kind of an exciting day for Mr. James Comey, and I wanted to take a quick peek at his astrology chart. I've never really looked at James Comey's astrology before, and so when I looked at it, several things jumped out to me as they related to the astrology chart of Donald Trump. And to me, these are kind of big deals, and normally what I would do is just sit down and write something, post it on Facebook, pretty much instantly. But I decided, no, I'm too lazy to do that. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to create a radio show and I'm going to talk about it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to look at it right now. Now, the other caveat to this is when I do psychic readings, I don't like to look at them too much before I actually do the reading. So if I know I'm doing a reading for someone, I always want to look at their astrology, but I want to do it just a few minutes before I start, before I do the reading. I want it to be brand spanking new, fresh in my mind. So I haven't thought too much about the charts of Comey or Donald Trump, but I want to look at them right now. But before I get into doing an analysis of Donald Trump and James Comey, I want to take a little side trip and do a comparison of the charts of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, because these are incredibly fascinating, the way these three all roll together. Now, when you look at astrology, there's a branch of astrology called synastry. And in synastry, what you're doing is you are creating, you're looking at the way in which two people, based on the way in which they're represented through their astrology chart, you're looking at how two people are likely to get along with each other, and it's based on an intensity level on the positions of the planets as they relate to one another. So whenever you talk about astrology, something's going on in the sky, it has a power and it has a potential influence, but not all people are going to have the same Tuesday. Not all people are going to be impacted by the transits of the planets in the same way, obviously. So in the Depression, some people became rich, some people became poor. And so you have to look at the same kind of thing. On one day, this is a disaster for someone, while it's a happy day for someone else. It's because the planetary motion is having an influence relative to the stability of the original chart. Okay, so let's try to translate this into English. Back in July, actually July 23rd of last year, I decided to look at the astrology charts of then, citizen Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And I wanted to compare their charts to a chart of the United States. The United States birth chart, which is basically the one we typically use, is July the 4th, 1776. So I'm going to read. So if you go to my website, which is andrew-brewer.com, andrew-brewer.com, and go to my blog, you can see it along the top. If you go down to the blogs, the menu, you'll have all the different months, and go to July of 2016. And on July the 23rd, 2016, there's one that says Presidential Astrology. And I'm going to read this real quickly because it's short, and then it'll kind of be the intro. Doing a quick eyeballing of Hillary and the Donald's birth charts compared to the U.S. birth chart, July 4th, 1776. One weird thing that jumps out is that Hillary's north node, is almost to the second can jump Trump's midheaven, sort of a freaky deaky Twilight Zone kind of strangest to me. And Hillary's ascendant descendant line is right there too, meaning it's the same as Trump's MCIC. This is super odd to me, suggesting they have likely gone down this path before. Karma, 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 karma chameleon. So I hate to say it, but because honestly I don't know who will win, although I'm certainly rooting for Hillary, but Trump's natal chart is a far closer match to the natal chart of the United States. Normally, this would suggest he is the more likely winner. Personally, I find this almost incomprehensible, yet his chart is the closer match. Now, when I said this, this went over not so well, of course. So, privately, when people would ask me who is going to be president, I always say Donald Trump. And the person I talk to the most with this is my late friend Allie Cheslick, and we would talk about this all the time. But it wasn't too popular. I mean, I certainly did not want Trump to win, but I felt that he was going to win. And at the end of the trail, I thought that there would be some sort of issue that came out that changed the election sort of at the 12th hour. And one of the things that came out, you could see Hillary's energy sort of dying on the vine, and you could see Trump's energy expanding. You could see it. I mean, if you looked at them on television, you could see Trump had a kind of, he had that thing going on where he seemed to believe he was going to win. And you could see Hillary's energy shrinking. And one of the of course, important aspects to that election involved James Comey. So I want to take a quick look, because it's the relationship between Trump's chart and Hillary Clinton's chart is going to give us a kind of a segue into the relationship aspects between Trump's chart and Comey's chart, because to me there's sort of three musketeer kind of energy here, and I think that that's not so far-fetched. So I think to me there's an incredibly complex, interlinked kind of, you know, past life kind of thing between Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and James Comey. So I'm going to go over here. I've got these things sort of scattered every direction. I want to look at, make sure I got the right charts here. I want to look at the chart of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So when you talk about astrology too, and for those people who don't know anything about astrology, I'm trying to make it hopefully in English. So when you look at astrology, you know, everybody says, oh, I'm a, like in my case, I'm an Aquarius. Well, that's nice, but it may not be the defining way in which we really are operating in the universe. Astrology, the best way to think about it, astrology is this. So with astrology, you have a bunch of planets, and they have a position, they have a zip code in the sky. So when you're born, if the obstetrician suddenly comes out and has a cosmic camera and takes a picture where all the planets are, you know, if I was born at 1:22 in the afternoon, so the sun's way up in the sky, you know, Jupiter and Uranus were happen to be right next to each other at the same time, but they were, you know, sort of down below, and it was right before a full moon, so the moon was going to be opposite the sun, and so they were all sort of scattered about in different places. So the planets naturally have a certain kind of energy, and they feel at home because of the energy they have. They feel at home at certain signs and in certain parts of the zodiac when you do the horoscope. But they don't always go in the place where they feel at home. And so what you have to look at is, again, like the astrology planets are cocktail party, all trying to get along. They have a common theme, but maybe some people fit in and some people are not dressed correctly or whatever. That's astrology. And so you may find certain planets, because they align with one another, they're kind of on the same zip code and they're in the same mindset, they may gang up and make the other planets not, you know, be as powerful. Well, they still, those planets have things they want, and so that's kind of, again, a simplistic way of how it works. There's also a time element within astrology. So astrology is basically an evolutionary seed. So we come into the Earth at a particular point in time. We have our past lives, because I'm a firm believer that there are things called past lives. I'm also a firm believer that those past lives influence the ways in which we make decisions. So we have that past life element, which we can chart out within the astrology chart. If you know how to look for it, you can see it. And we have our DNA, we have a lot of things. So we have all these pieces that are conjoined together that are waiting to be expressed in some form throughout the course of your life. So astrology is a kind of a bucket of potential, but it also has a timing mechanism for how these buckets of potential are likely to be expressed and when they're likely to be expressed and when things are going to happen that are going to be challenges, and also a clue as to how the person is likely to meet those challenges and what those challenges and the ways in which they have been met are likely to do for that continual evolution. All right. So in my blog that I read, and I normally don't like to quote myself, but it seemed like a good place to start. In my blog, I said, and I'm going to go back to it, that Hillary's North Node is to the second conjunct Trump's Midhaven. So what the heck is a North Node and what the heck is a Midhaven? So these are positions that are determined mathematically. So what happens when you do a chart? People talk about your rising sign. So in my case, I was born with the sun at 17 degrees of Aquarius, February 6, 1955. I was born at 1:22 p.m., and so what happens is, again, 1:22 p.m., there's a sort of a highest point in the sky, and there's a sort of a middle ground, you know, the horizon. So the horizon point is the ascendant line, and the highest point in the sky is the midhaven. And that's, again, simplistic, but hopefully as an illustrative purpose, it kind of gets us where we want. So they are both sort of arbitrary points. But they're mathematically determined based on sidereal time and all sorts of funky things that someone in being a nautical expert would understand probably better than me. The North Node always has a thing called, it also has an opposite point, the South Node, and these are based on mathematical relationships through sidereal time. And there's also another point called the vertex, the antivertex. So the North Node and the South Node and the vertex and the antivertex, they're 180 degrees opposite of each other, and they're both, from a karmic standpoint, very important pieces. So the midhaven is the very highest point in the sky, and it's going to talk about your career. So something around your career is going to be important. And so Hillary's North Node is conjunct. Hillary's North Node is about the way in which she expresses her karma, basically. It's smack dab colliding with Trump's midhaven. To me, this is a karmic right from jump. And Hillary's ascendant, descendant, so I'm going to go back here and look at Hillary's chart. And again, I'm doing this right on the spot. So you're listening to my thought process live. Hillary got an interesting chart. So Hillary's chart, Hillary has a Scorpio ascendant, and she has retrograde Mercury almost exactly on the ascendant. But if her birth time is correct, and with Hillary Clinton, there are a couple of different alternative birth times, but if the birth time is correct that we have, then her Mercury is parked exactly on the 12th house side of her ascendant, and that's almost always going to be a fixation. She has, so her ability to communicate, I mean, she's a communicator, but her communication doesn't work exactly. She's also got Venus in Scorpio, the Sun in Scorpio. She's got a Scorpio ascendant. She's got Chiron in Scorpio. Hillary Clinton is a hot woman, and she's an intense woman, a sexual woman. She's an aggressive woman. She's a very male energy. All right. She has Mars and Pluto almost exactly conjunct. I mean, they're both at 14 degrees of Leo. Square her Venus. She's so intense that it works against her relationships, and her Mercury being there in Scorpio in the 12th house there would incline her to maybe be sort of make some faux pas in terms of the way she communicates as coming off too aggressively. I mean, that's simplistic, but it'll, you know, I'm trying to speed along here. I only have 45 minutes more. So let's go to the Donald. All right. Donald's Midhaven is 24 Taurus, exactly opposite her Hillary's ascendant at 22 Scorpio. 24 Taurus is exactly the opposite. So we have 22 Scorpio ascendant, 22 Taurus is the descendant. So that's the line, the horizon line. The vertical line is the midhaven. So they are, their lines are the same, only going one is the ascendant and one is the midhaven. This, again, is a karmic thing, right? So Hillary's north node is 24 degrees, 20 minutes of Taurus. Trump's midhaven is 24 degrees, 21 minutes of Taurus. These two are joined karmically at the hip. There is a lot. Anyway, so when I looked at their charts, and based on the charts, you would really say that Hillary Clinton has a much more male, a much more aggressive, probably if you were hanging out, having a beer, you know, in the middle of Manhattan, you'd want to go out with Donald Trump, is probably the truth, in that Trump is probably, based on his astrology, probably the more charismatic, the more sort of the less intense. I would think he's more chill than Hillary Clinton, and probably easier in some sense to get along with. I'm thinking, what does that really say about either one of them? Okay, so anyway, based on, there's a whole host of factors here that would suggest to me that them, and there are a lot of other things between their charts that we could get into, but there is a lot of interrelationships that are mathematically very precise between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And we both know that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have had tremendous impacts on each other's lives. That's an understatement. But no matter how intense the astrological signatures and how interconnected they likely would be karmically, they are not nearly as karmically connected nor as impactful to one another as James Comey and Donald Trump. And I didn't know this until a few hours ago. Now, a couple of days ago, again, not to quote myself, I did another quick, and let me find it because I'm going to quote myself again. I did another quick hit about just popped in my head. That's the way I operate. Popped in my head with the transits of Saturn. I sort of said, oh, I wonder if Saturn's going to do anything to Trump's chart. So I'm going to read this. This is a blog from June the 2nd, just a few days ago. Trump's transits and retrograde Saturn. Because this, what I'm going to read here real quickly, is the entry point to the commonalities between Trump's chart, Comey's chart, who's zooming who, and also how their charts line up together. So between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you would think, when you compare the two of them to the chart, as I did last summer, the U.S. chart, you would think that Donald has the stronger relationship to the U.S. chart. I also joked at the time that my astrology, which is true, is really a much closer match to either of them, though, so I should probably run, and astrologically, I would have been the winner. Also, for those who are not familiar with my work, the day after, literally the day after the election, I made this prediction. I said that Donald Trump would resign, would just up adios, no mas, I'm over it, would resign as president. Pope Benedict, I always call him Pope Adolf, but Pope, I believe his name, Pope Benedict, the prior Pope, when he was Pope, I said that he would resign. He would just quit. Now, this, nobody believed me, but he did, in fact, just to go, yeah, I'm done, I want to go shoe shopping, I'm over it, y'all find somebody else. I also said that, there's a blog here, a lot of things here. I said that by Memorial Day, that there would be a great sense of buyer's remorse and things would change. They would come in all six guns blazing, but nothing would really happen. It would kind of go into a stall. He wouldn't really accomplish much, and he would start to alienate a lot of people, and it would just be infighting, and there would be problems, and that the things that he initially said was going to happen would never quite ever get off the ground. And so it would be kind of a more middle of the road kind of a energy than what you would see initially when he first came in. So all these things are the backdrop to this little post from June the 2nd. And then I'm going to get in and do my very quick analysis of Mr. Comey's astrology. We don't have his birth time, so we're kind of, we're a little hamstrung, but we've got enough. We can make a kind of an interesting story. And then what I think is going to happen with his, he testifies before the Senate tomorrow. That's probably, 10 hours away or so. It's 11:30 at night now, the night before, and how they're likely to impact each other. But from June 2nd, Trump's transits and retrograde Saturn. President Trump's natal moon is positioned at 21 degrees, 12 minutes of Sagittarius. So let's jump in. Every planet has a parking place. It has a zip code. And so we have 360 degrees. If you look at 360 degrees in astrology, 12 different signs with 30 degrees in each. You have a circle that has 360 degrees, and each degree has 60 minutes within it. So going back, we'll start again. President Trump's natal moon is positioned at 21 degrees, 12 minutes of Sagittarius. Retrograde Saturn is moving through Sagittarius and will conjunct Trump's moon exactly on Friday, August the 18th. Saturn will station, meaning it's retrograde, and it's going to stop and get ready to go forward. And again, that's relative. Saturn doesn't literally go backwards, but based on the speed of the Earth and all sorts of things, it's going to seem like it's going forward. So Saturn will station and turn direct at 21 degrees, 11 minutes, 1 minute away. That's pretty much exact. Within a minute of Trump's natal moon, and this, boys and girls, is a big deal, on Friday, August the 25th. and will conjunct his moon again the following week. Concurrent with this, Black Moon Lilith is also at 21 degrees Sagittarius, and Mars will be moving through Leo. It just went into Cancer. It's going to be moving into Leo, and will conjunct Trump's natal Mars, so this would be a Mars return, at 26 degrees Leo on Wednesday, August the 30th. So in August, we've got a lot going on, all right? And Saturn will be at 21 degrees, 12 minutes Sagittarius on that day as well. Parked right in his natal moon, also directly opposite his natal sun, which is 22 degrees Gemini. To add even more spice to this day, the transiting moon will also hit 21 degrees Sagittarius on August the 30th as well. Trump was born on a full moon. And I was too. But his is really, really, really almost exact. At the same time, his moon nodes are conjunct this full moon. So this boy's nuts. Okay, it's not telling anything you don't know. Okay, we also have retrograde Mercury rocking at this time. Retrograde Mercury will cross his ascendant, going backwards at 29 degrees Leo, and move into his 12th house, conjuncting transiting Mars the next day on the 31st. So Hillary has Venus and Mercury both in the 12th house, very close to the ascendant. Donald Trump has Mars in the 12th house, very close to his ascendant. These are two people have unconscious things that are undercutting them. In Hillary's case, Mercury, and Donald's case, Mars. Okay, so to add even more spice to an already spicy mix, there's a major eclipse right as all this starts on August the 21st, which will hit Trump's ascendant and natal Mars. That eclipse is right around 27 or 28 degrees Leo. Translation, between August the 18th and September the 8th, so to go back, Trump's Mercury turns direct at 28 Leo on Monday, September the 4th, Labor Day, and recrosses Trump's ascendant at 29 Leo the following Friday on September the 8th. Okay. So translation, between August the 18th and September the 8th is likely to be an incredibly important and complicated time in President Trump's life. I believe it will be life-changing, and for sure I do. Is this when the wheels fall off the Trump mobile? Perhaps. And this is a reference of my own Andy Land way to my earlier prediction about the Pope resigning. And I already, as I mentioned, made a prediction and repeated it a lot that President Trump would resign. I also made a prediction that there would be marital disharmony with President Trump and Melania and that they likely would get divorced. Two things nobody believed, but they're not quite as kooky today. So is this when the wheels fall off the Trump mobile? Perhaps, but no matter what, this three-week period changes his life dramatically, and you can quote me. All right. At the same time I wrote this, the sort of the topic of the day was Kathy Griffin, and I said then that I believed that Kathy Griffin's career, you know, this would kind of go into the deep freeze for a while, but this would blow over and it actually probably help her long term. So what's happening with this, the reason I bring this up is because of this Saturn transit with Saturn is now going to be opposing Donald Trump's sun and conjuncting his moon. All the same, all the while hitting his moon nodes. This is a big deal. And in astrology, what happens is you have a planet that goes forward, and then you I know a lot of you probably heard the idea of Mercury retrograde. So if Mercury is going someplace and it turns retrograde, it's going to go backwards. So let's say that Mercury turns retrograde at 10 degrees Leo, all right? And it goes backwards. So it's at 10 degrees Leo. And you have something at 10 degrees Leo. So Mercury hits, in my case, okay, we'll make a better example. I have, my moon is 13 degrees Leo. So we're going to say that Mercury is 15 degrees Leo and it turns retrograde. Well, when it was 13 degrees Leo, it conjuncted my moon by transit. Then it goes up to 15. Then it turns around and it's going to cross my 13 degree Leo moon again, retrograde. It goes back wherever it was. It turns direct again and it will cross back again over my natal moon a third time and go on its merry way. In astrology, here's what normally happens. So the first time through when Mercury conjuncted my moon, we would expect some sort of event. When it turned retrograde and went over my moon going in reverse, we would expect some sort of challenge related to that event that was initiated the first time through. And when it went direct and crossed the third time, we would expect that to be the resolution. Well, in Donald Trump's case, the challenge and the resolution happened bang, bang, within like about 10 days of each other. So when did it cross the first time? That was back in December. What was going on in December? Trump was getting ready to assume the presidency of the United States, and it appears as if he may have had some conversations, either he or his business associates, with members of the Russian government. So that happened in December. Purportedly happened in December. And so August would be the resolution of something that kicked off in December. All right. Now, I've talked for half an hour to preface this, and I've got 28 minutes to try to unravel what I think is going on between Donald Trump and James Comey. Excuse me. So this afternoon, when I first looked at, I wonder what the heck James Comey's astrology looks like. I bet he got something going on. Turns out that he does. James Comey was born on December the 14th, 1960. Donald Trump was born December the 14th, 1960. Donald Trump was born on June the 14th, 1946. Just like my parents, my father was born on May the 25th, 1921. My mother was born on November the 25th, 1925. Their birthdays were exactly 6 months apart, and it turned out to be 4.5 years. And Trump and Comey, they were also born 6 months apart, which means that their sons are opposite one another. But in their case, not 4.5 years, but 14 and a half years. Another thing you hear about in astrology for people who are astrologers, we often hear about something happening at the Saturn return, the dreaded Saturn return. And Saturn return can kind of, you know, be a time bomb to your world. And the Saturn return almost always happens when you're 29, sometime during your 29th year. So the Saturn return, the transit of Saturn is right around 29 and a half years. So if math skills still work for me, 2 times 14 and a half is 29. And so we would think that they are likely to be halfway around, which would mean that their Saturns would be opposed to each other. Now, the Saturn transit itself takes more than 29 years, so they're not going to be exact, but they're going to be close. But since they're 6 months apart from one another, June 14th to December 14th, their sons are going to be directly opposite each other. But since Trump was born on a full moon, his moon is exactly opposite his sun, which means that his moon is exactly conjunct Comey's sun. And so all the things I wrote about what's happening with Donald Trump's moon also can be attributed to what's going on to a lesser degree with James Comey. Now, let's take a quick run through between the things that pop out between James Comey and Donald Trump, and let me pull back up where the planets are right now, where they're going to be the next few months. Hillary Clinton was an attorney. Fancy education, went to Wellesley, went to law school at Yale. James Comey was an attorney, powerful attorney. Couldn't be in the FBI without being an attorney, but James Comey has had a very powerful career, went to William & Mary, went to law school at the University of Chicago. Pretty fancy education. But then Donald Trump's no slouch because he went to the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. So these are three very intelligent people. And for what, you know, when people kind of diss Donald as not being very smart, I mean, he's done something. Nobody gets to these positions, the three of them, without having a whole lot going for them. And the fact that you've got, you know, an Ivy League graduate in Trump, an Ivy League graduate in terms of her graduate school, law school, and Mrs. Clinton, and University of Chicago is not too far from an Ivy League college, and I think that James Comey also taught at Columbia, which, you know, so this is, again, we're dealing with elite level people here. All of them, you know, sort of worked their way up through life. But James Comey has an opposition which is going to be a little stressful between his Mars at 14 degrees, his Mars is retrograde, 14 degrees Cancer, and Saturn at 17 degrees Capricorn. Normally, you would think of that as offhand as somebody who maybe didn't have a lot of self-confidence. Obviously, James Comey got some self-confidence. He wouldn't have done the things that he's done. But he's got this opposition of Mars and Saturn, 14 degrees Cancer, 17 degrees Capricorn. And as we speak right now, and Pluto is a very slow-moving planet, and Pluto has been pounding this opposition for a long time, you know, 8 to 10 years, but Pluto right now is retrograde at 18 degrees Cancer. So Pluto is retrograde right on Mr. Comey's Saturn. This is kind of an ouchie. All right. Now, comparing the two of them, Donald Trump has Jupiter at 17 degrees stationary direct, which is kind of fascinating. Jupiter at 17 degrees Taurus, which is right smack dab in the middle. So his Jupiter is square both Comey's Saturn and Comey's Mars. That's a conflict. Okay? The way that I would interpret that is that Comey's energy is designed to suppress Trump's abundance, his Jupiter. But because Comey has his opposition and President Trump has a planet that hits it in the middle, you would think that the easier time in this relationship is with President Trump. As you look at the various aspects between the two of them, to me, the more powerful of the two, the alpha dog between the two, between Comey and Trump, is Trump. So normally, in that particular scenario, and there are a lot of other things, we're going to try to get to them. In this particular scenario, in a direct head-to-head, mano-a-mano between James Comey and Donald Trump, the winner, the safe money would normally be on Donald Trump. And I think in the short term, that's the way it's going to be. So my belief is that in a lot of respects, Comey's testimony is likely to be to add more misery to his world than actually help him. Again, this is short term. So I think that he is likely to be pounded a bit. This is Mr. Comey. I also said that I thought that in spite of everything going on, that the astrology for President Trump in June actually looked pretty good. So you would think that President Trump has some sort of, you know, actually has kind of a positive, like things let up for him a little bit. But the wheels towards his implosion, in my opinion, are carved in stone, rolling down the track, irreversible. I don't see any way that President Trump survives this onslaught. And ultimately, I believe that Director Comey is one of the major vehicles to derail President Trump, but not directly. So let's translate that into English. Because they are, and there are so many things here astrologically, to me, very much a past life driven. So with Hillary and Donald, that's a competitive. It's almost like brother and sister. Oh, I got into Harvard, and you went to Billy Bob's House of Pain or whatever college. One's trying to outdo the other. In a lot of respects, there's a more congenial kind of energy. You know, I think they're somewhat cutthroat to each other. You know, certainly they want the same things. But I think from a karmic standpoint, they're much more on the same page. There's a more we are family kind of energy here. Again, like sibling rivalry kind of energy. But with Comey and Trump, that's not the case. This is hardcore. These are warriors that don't like each other and come into this game not liking each other nor having positive experiences with one another. These are two antagonists straight from get-go. So where Hillary and Donald probably like each other more than don't in a lot of respects, but certainly don't like each other now because of the situation. We were friends and we had an argument. Now we just don't talk. I'm never talking to her again. Okay, that's kind of them. But Trump and Comey, that's different. Their thing is about, this is a death match energy, right? And the stronger of the two is Trump. But the one who is stronger doesn't always win. So this is also a tortoise and hare kind of energy, and Trump is the hare, and Comey is the tortoise. And so the tortoise consistently plods along, the hare runs, thumps a little bit, kind of hangs out, has some carrot juice, runs up, laughs at the turtle, then, parties, falls asleep, poof, turtle wins. That's what's going to happen here, I think. Comey is the tortoise, Trump is the hare. Trump is the more powerful of the two, but Comey is diligent, devoted, determined, slow and steady, and Comey in this exchange will win. Even if it seems, which I believe will happen, in the short run that Comey has lost. Comey will not give up. Comey will continue to plot along, Trump will do what he does. And so the most likely scenario is that more and more people begin to abandon the Trump ship. And at some point, the wheels, you know, fall off. I don't think that happens yet. And so I think that Mr. Comey is in for sort of a hard time. And I think that the wolves are ready to eat him. But this is a man who's a tortoise, and so he has a hard shell, and he will weather the storm, and he will ultimately, slowly, steadily move forward, smacked as he will be. And that is my opinion as to what's going to happen. So I think, and I want to check where I'm at for time here. I've got 13 minutes left. Okay. So I think that we have a real intense battle about to take place. And Donald Trump has his sun conjunct his north node. Okay. What did Hillary have? Hillary had her... Let me scroll down to Hillary. Oops, I got to get the right charts. I'm doing this on the computer. Hillary had... Oh, well, her north node is right on her descendant, so she got a lot, and her south node was right on her rising sign and right on her Mercury. Again, these are karmic people. You know, these are not your average people. These are high profile. I got a challenge. These are people who respond to and create challenges. These are exceptional people, both good and bad, but they're not the average person. So, sun conjunct the north node for Mr. Trump, and the moon conjunct the south node then. And with Mrs. Clinton, she's got her rising sign and her Mercury conjunct the south node. Power. And then we look at Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey has Pluto at 8 degrees stationary retrograde. Interesting. Right before it turns retrograde. 8 degrees Virgo. That is conjunct his north node. So he has Pluto in Virgo conjunct his north node. Pluto is about dealing with the underworld. It's about dealing with death. It's about dealing with disruption. It's about dealing with surprises that are probably not, you know, Christmas presents or birthday cake. But the one who is the most powerful karmically, the one who has done the most, who's had the highest positions of influence of the three of them, in my opinion, is James Comey. So, Donald negates Hillary. Donald is more powerful than Hillary. Donald is more in alignment with the United States than Hillary. And I said before Trump's inauguration, and you can go back and look at, if you're really ambitious, you can go to my Facebook page and you can see everything. But I take the highlights and put them on my blog at andrew-brewer.com and see that right before the inauguration, I said, well, you know, a lot of people are very concerned about Obamacare. I said, Obamacare is not going to go anywhere soon. I could just be a lot of hot air and a lot of huffing and puffing and won't anything happen much. But one of the things I said was that Trump is part of our collective karma as a country. So Trump trumps Hillary. I said that Trump is the more powerful of the two astrologically, in my opinion, the more dominant between he and James Comey. But in my opinion, the one that stands tall at the end is James Comey, because in my belief, the one who is the most karmically gifted, he's got challenges. These people all got challenges. They all got Achilles heels. They all probably have very glaring self-destruct mechanisms. At least Hillary and, well, all three of them. Comey the least of the three, to me. But they all have it. In my opinion, Comey is, just like Hillary, a very hard worker, determined, super intelligent. But Comey is the strongest of the three in terms of his ability to survive. And so I believe that in the short run, the next few days are likely to be challenging, complicated, not the most fun he's ever had, and likely to be sort of turned against him a little bit. But ultimately, I think that he wins, and one of the things he has in his favor is that I think that he is more well-liked by the people around him. Hillary and Donald are not the kind of people, it seemed to me, that you want when you're a waiter, where I think Comey is. And so I think that Comey's energy will win out. And these challenges that I talked about early on with President Trump and transiting Saturn, especially there at the end of August, those things to a lesser degree are going to be happening with Donald Trump in July, and more importantly, probably with Comey in July. I think that the short term is that it appears that things may be swinging Trump's way, but if it does, then I believe that that is a false sort of sense of happiness that will come his way. Because I think, again, the hammer is going to fall, and I think James Comey is going to be one of the ones swinging it. Final thought with this, and let me go back and look at his chart. Again, Mr. Comey's chart. Since we don't know the time of his birth, we don't know exactly where his moon is. It could be in Libra, or it could be in Scorpio. If he was born in the morning, it was probably in Libra. If he's born in the afternoon, it's most likely in Scorpio. We don't know his rising sign. We don't know the rest of that. And because of this opposition of Mars and Saturn, which is squared by Trump's Jupiter with his sun, Comey's sun being opposite Trump's sun and therefore being conjunct Trump's moon, and also his sun being conjunct Trump's north node. In that case, his sun dominates Trump's karma. So, even if Trump is more powerful one-on-one, head-to-head, Comey's collective arsenal of what he unleashes, what he can bring to bear, his family connections, so to speak, put it to Trump, I believe. So, the other thing that's interesting with this, very much in a soulmate kind of energy, is that Comey's Uranus is at 25 degrees Leo. exactly conjunct Donald Trump's Mars at 26 degrees Leo. Also conjunct my Pluto. It's almost exact in the minute with Comey's Uranus and my Pluto, and so my Pluto would conjunct Trump's Mars. But so this Uranus Mars is also very much a soulmate. These are boys that liked each other once. There's a definite camaraderie along the karmic trail, a trust that's been breached. So I would say from a karmic standpoint that Trump has pimped Comey in the past, and Comey has never forgotten. None of these three forget when you do something to them. I mean, these are not the people you annoy, because they are going to get my way no matter what. But I think the one that can hold his breath and go the longest is probably Comey. To me, Comey is the most dangerous of the three, in that he is going to, again, in my opinion, be the one that just does not back down. So again, I hope this has been entertaining. I just decided to spontaneously throw this together because I thought there was a lot, and I literally was too lazy to type it, and I wanted a record of it, and I wanted to do it before his appearance, before the subcommittee tomorrow, and I thought this is probably going to be the easiest way to do it. Once again, my name is Andrew Brewer, the Rock and Roll Psychic. My website is andrew-brewer.com. If you go to the blog section, you'll be able to see some of these things that I've talked about. My Facebook page, where everything seems to happen, is facebook.com, but it's andrew.brewer. So it's Andrew period Brewer. If you put Andrew Bassano, B-A-S-S-A-N-O, Brewer, you'll probably find me. You can follow me. I can't add you, as I have Facebook's allotted friends, but you can follow me. I don't use a like page or professional page. I just do this. So, everybody have a happy day, a happy summer. We will be back on Monday with Stephanie Kraft. Stephanie Kraft will be talking about past lives. We might talk about Donald Trump's past life. I also have a publication for who I thought Donald Trump was in his last incarnation. And I talked earlier this week that I thought that President Trump was a split soul, and that's its own hot mess, and what that means. But that, in English, that I believe that some people incarnate in more than one body at a time, so there might be another Donald someplace. And I believe that Donald, the other Donald right now, is probably in a sort of a religious vocation. So, everybody have a happy week. A happy day, a happy life. We will see you once again. My name is Andrew Brewer, the Rock and Roll Psychic. I wish everybody all good things. Let's keep our fingers crossed that the United States has a happy experience. But bottom line, I believe that in the short run, Donald Trump will appear to be getting the upper hand of Mr. Comey. But in the long run, I think the things that Mr. Comey is going to talk about continue to plague Mr. Trump, and I think that at the end of August, right around Labor Day, right in that era, again from the 18th, 20th of August through to 5th, 10th of September, is when things get complicated. So, have a good week, and thank you for listening, and I will see you all soon. Unicorn love. Bye.